Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Tonight's topic, first, they came for the Muslims. Let's get right to it, shall we? Today's audio is predicated on that famous German Protestant pastor, Martin Niemöller, and his iconic poem that starts out with, "First, they came for the socialist." This time event was it just before World War II over in Nazi Germany. Martin Niemöller, a prominent Protestant pastor who the Nazi regime spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps in Germany, beginning in 1937. Niemöller, who was born in 1892 and died in 1984, was a prominent Protestant pastor who emerged as an outspoken public foe of Adolf Hitler and spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps. Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for the quotation, quote, "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out, because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Donald Trump is coming after you. Make no mistake about that. He'll be coming after anyone who opposes him or who espouses differing beliefs. He is no ordinary schoolyard bully. He is the nightstick of the new order, the cudgel that will usher in an age of intimidation, aggression, and reckoning. Leather jackets and jack boots are not that far fetched or far behind. Beneath that Upper West Side, New York, benevolently beaming, comfortably rich gaze is a pile driver behind the next wave of the conservative movement that will lay waste to virtually all advances of recognizable progressive political progress. The leather jackets and jack boots are not that far behind. Beneath that Upper West Side gaze, that comfortably rich gaze, is a pile driver behind the next wave of the conservative movement that will lay waste to virtually all advances of recognizable progressive political progress. A Muslim enemy is just the opening salvo. There will be many more enemies to follow, and all will be handled with the same draconian approach. Trump is the Upper East Side Hitler, masquerading as a credible, legitimate political functionary. For a political party to put forth a candidate of this ilk is enormously distressing to have any real legitimacy. GOP, take away the third letter of in GOP, the letter P, and you're left with what? Go, as in just go. That wraps it up for another Rough Riders episode. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide, and the goddamn GOP will continue to stew in their own self-administered formaldehyde.